The current mania for internet commerce seems to be focused on the single suffix .com. People talk about .com companies, .com billionaires, and .com neighborhoods. Our linguist Jeff Nunberg has been tracking the .com fever from San Francisco, where the madness is at its height.
I was talking to a woman who'd grown up in Paris and had recently arrived in the Bay Area to teach French at Berkeley. She was in a daze over the San Francisco housing prices, which have been blown to stratospheric levels by the same internet wind that piles up dollars in drits on the sidewalks out here. "I want in," she said. "Where do I sign up for America.com?" She's not alone. There's nothing so powerful as a suffix whose time has come. Time magazine ran a cover story a few weeks ago on the Bay Area startup culture that was called GetRich.com, and Fortune called its cover story .com Fever. Network Solutions describes itself as the .com people, and Sun Micro is using the slogan, "We're the dot in .com." Actually, I'm not sure what that last one is supposed to mean. It sounds to me sort of like saying, "We're the apostrophe in apostrophe S," but it gets the mantra right. Who knew? Certainly no one back in the mid-1980s when the present system of internet naming was taking shape. Back then, the idea was just that commercial users would put the .com suffix in their email addresses after their company names. As late as 1992, there were only a few thousand .com addresses in all, nowhere near so many as there were for the educational institutions whose addresses ended in .edu. The .com craze really began in the mid-90s, as the web took off and companies began to realize that their web address could become part of their brand. One of the first major companies to go in for this was Procter & Gamble. As the story has it, a bunch of P&G network support people got punchy at a party and started registering every name they could think of, not just product names like Charmin.com and Vaporub.com, but also a bunch of generic names like Dandruff.com, Pimples.com, and Diarrhea.com. I don't know if the story's true, but it would explain why P&G misspelled deodorant when they first registered deodorant.com. In any event, the rush was on. Tidy Cat scooped up litter.com and Ragu scarfed up eat.com. And Charles Schwab registered schwabsucks.com to forestall any disgruntled customers from getting there first. By 1997, the number of .com addresses passed the million mark. People were getting used to the system, and they stopped reciting the http://www stuff every time they gave you a URL, which made these things a lot easier to pass around and post on billboards. By then, the .com suffix had become a talisman of the e-commerce boom. Startups were taking to adding it to the name of the business itself on the model of Amazon.com. Of course, there's nothing new in making a chic address a part of your business name. Just look at Saks Fifth Avenue or Fredericks of Hollywood. The only difference is that in the .com world, there's no limit to the available street frontage, provided you can find an unused name to stick up over your place of business. By now, there are over 6 million .com names registered, and the coffers of the English vocabulary are pretty much emptied out. Wired Magazine did a search not long ago on about 25,000 standard English words and found that more than 90% of them were already taken. As of now, you can still get maggot.com or gluttony.com. But I wouldn't be at all surprised if there's somebody down the street getting together a business plan so they can grab those names, too. It's true that .com isn't the only game in town. There are already other suffixes available like .us and .net. And there are plans afoot to introduce a whole shelf of new, more specific suffixes like .store, .biz, .movie, and .sex. But it isn't likely that any of this will ease the demand for .com names. Showing up for your IPO with a .net address on your business card is sort of like trying to get into Studio 54 wearing a pair of Birkenstocks. And if you're casting about for a new .com name for your own startup, as you almost certainly are, you can rest assured that there are still a lot of possibilities left. There are all the e-thises and the i-thats, and we're starting to see URLs with full sentences in them, like whatisthematrix.com and haveigotagirlforyou.com. Some of those are kind of obscure, but if your startup is flush with venture capital, you can still buy a more common name from one of the speculators who had the foresight to register it a couple of years ago. The name computer.com recently sold for $500,000, and wallstreet.com went for over $1 million to some people in Venezuela who were starting a gambling site. Those figures make the prices of the internet stocks themselves seem downright prudent by comparison. But the commerce in dot-coms comes with a digital territory. It's the price you pay for setting up business in a retail district where the streets are dark and featureless and there's no way to find anything except by punching names into the void. As T.S. Eliot might have put it, I gotta use words when I link to you.
Jeff Nunberg is a linguist at Stanford University and the Xerox Palo Alto Research Center.